Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Now, obviously, there are many things that involved face-to-face contact that we can't do anymore. And for some people, that meant attending their Alcoholics Anonymous meeting, being stuck at home, bored and anxious, is difficult for anyone, but particularly for addicts. We're joined by Pat, who is the director and trustee of Alcoholics Anonymous Ireland. Good afternoon, Pat.
Good afternoon, John.
Given that meetings are so important for members of AA, how are you overcoming that problem?
Well, we're working on the problem every day. This whole coronavirus emergency was very sudden for everybody, but we have responded. We're working. Our staff are working full time, dealing with calls and requests and calls for help. We also have set up the option of the online meetings, and people are using Skype and Zoom and other platforms to hold virtual meetings.
Are there any problems in that regard? Because there's a lot of stories, particularly in regard to Zoom, that it can be hacked. And obviously that puts at risk the anonymous part of Alcoholics.
It does, absolutely. We advise, we have a couple of pages of suggestions that people follow to switch off the options for, you know, allowing anybody to enter the chat room, and so that we can make it as anonymous and as secure and confidential as possible. But obviously, we know it's not guaranteed to be that way. So we suggest to people attending that they would not share as if they were at what we call a closed meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. We would ask them to remember that they're possibly at an open meeting where there may be people listening who are not members.
Yeah, which must be. And I imagine it's particularly difficult for people who are very recently in recovery.
It is indeed, yeah. They would experience some difficulties, but I don't think it's any more than we would normally experience. We have a custom of when new people come to our rooms, that we give them telephone numbers and we take their number, and members are always encouraged to contact the newcomer and keep him or her, you know, close at hand, if you like, so that we can offer whatever help is available.
Right. And I suppose, is there an added layer of difficulty for people on that, in that many people are stuck in their houses, they're bored, they're frustrated, all those kind of things. And dealing with that, there's a temptation to reach for a drink for anybody.
There is indeed, yeah. But we kind of said to people, before you reach for the drink, reach for the phone and just call somebody first, you know. There's always a percentage of people who will come and go for a while, you know, before they actually get the idea of what AA is about. Sometimes people go away and don't ever come back. That's always been something that happens. You know, it doesn't suit everybody. You know, some people want a quick fix, and AA is certainly not a quick fix. It's a lifetime, you know, job to keep well and to be well and keep well.
And I assume, like, you have an office, but you're all working from home now at this stage.
Well, yes, exactly. We have an office in Santry, and there are three full-time employees there answering the phone. They are now working from home, but they have the full range of AA services. They have phones that are transferred from the office number to, you know, 1, 2, and 3 phone. And so all calls are answered, all inquiries are dealt with, as they always were.
Yeah, so if somebody rings up AA, you know, today, there's somebody they can get to talk to.
There certainly is. They would have the phone answered within, I would think, 15, 20 seconds every time.
Right. Okay. And so, for people who would like have a routine of a weekly meeting with people that they know, you can still do that.
They can still do that. Exactly. Yes. And for example, I myself would be in touch with maybe 4 or 5 regular people on a daily basis, every single day. And then we ask other members to reach out to people they might not have heard from for, you know, a couple of weeks or whatever, or somebody that they hadn't spoken to in a while, and just make sure that they're okay and keeping well.
Yeah, I suppose it's an important thing for AA members to have as many contact numbers as possible.
Absolutely, yeah. We always recommend that. We stress that, you know, get as many phone numbers as possible. It's probably one of the first things that we get people to do when they come in is to get numbers that they can call in an emergency.
Well, Pat, thanks very much for
talking. You're very welcome,
Sean. For talking with us today, and stay well in all respects, I suppose.
Yes, and indeed, stay well yourself. Thank you very much.
Thanks. That's Pat there. He's the Director of Trustee of AA. Pat, thanks very much.
Bye-bye.
It just shows you really all sorts of things that one doesn't think about.
Moncrief on News Talk
with the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.